Hi, my name is Rick Bloodworth. This is the Common Sense Christian Channel, and I wanted to talk to you today about a very virtuous woman who just happens to be my grandmother-in-law, my wife's grandmother, my father-in-law's mother, and her name was Lella Virginia Foster Mowdy. Well, Mrs. Mowdy, or Nanny, as we all called her, was born, I believe, in Sherman, Texas, around 1895, and then she moved eventually to Abilene, Texas. She married a man by the name of Robert Thomas Mowdy. He was a former, I believe, either trombone or trumpet player in the Barnum and Bailey Circus, and so he was a traveler. He had a wanderlust to him, and he certainly enjoyed traveling around, but when he met Lella, he settled down, or at least he began to settle down. Well, they had four children. They eventually moved to Happy, Texas, and it's Happy, Texas where Mrs. Mowdy, I'll call her Nanny because that's really the only name I ever knew her by, where they settled down. And Nanny went back and she got her teaching degree or teaching certificate at the college up at West Texas in Canyon, Texas, just up the road. And then she came back to Happy and she became Happy's English teacher. And a lot of people know her because she was their only English teacher once they got to junior high and high school. And as one of her former students put it, she was the formidable. She really was one who was old school. She ran her class with discipline, and she was serious about her task. But she very much cared for her students, and she was very careful to make sure that they were prepared once they got through with her class. I read a little bit about it, that she would teach them the basics of English and what we think of now as maybe the more advanced principles of English, such as diagramming sentences and all the things that go along with it. But she made her students learn the basics of English, the grammar, the spelling, the proper way to write, penmanship, and again, diagramming sentences and things like that. And once a student had mastered all of those areas, they received a C. Back then, if you were average, and average was you met the requirements of the class, then you got a C. Well, if they did extra work, maybe they recited big pieces of poetry or they did several book reports, then they could get a B. And if they did a lot of extra poetry and a lot of extra reading of books and the reports, then they could possibly make an A in Mrs. Mowdy's class. But to get an A in Mrs. Mowdy's class was something that you earned. It was never something that was granted to you. I saw a movie a number of years ago called Good Morning, Miss Dove. And if you want to know what my grandmother-in-law was like, watch that movie, Good Morning, Miss Dove, because it really does show you, I believe, how she conducted her classroom. And again, she was here for quite a number of years, I believe beginning in the 30s and extending all the way either to the late 50s or early 60s when she finally retired. My wife said she always said she wanted to make sure she retired before her grandkids came in. And I don't know if it was because she was worried that she might have discipline problems or if she didn't want to even try and handle those rascals, Eddie and Mark, you know who I'm talking about, or if she knew it would just be time to retire at that point. And so she did step down at that point. But I suppose when you look at her life and you look at some of the students who came through her classes, she probably taught quite a number of great men and great women through the years and was very likely quite instrumental in contributing to their greatness. If anybody's ever had a teacher that they look back on from high school that they really didn't like when they were in high school, but once they got to college and started taking classes at the college level and then really began to appreciate how difficult their teacher had made it for them in high school because now they were prepared for college, then you'll understand how people felt about Mrs. Mowdy. They had a respect for her and a fondness for her and for what she did. She was quite serious about her task, but she also loved her students. Well, during that time, she also raised a family. She had three fine sons and a beautiful daughter, and each one of them were just impressive people in and of themselves. I know that her daughter passed just a few years ago, Beulah, after living a long and fruitful life, and she was one of my favorite aunts of Carolyn's family because she was so kind to us and so generous, had a good sense of humor, but she was also a lady, and she was raised to be a lady. Well, the sons, two of them, were elders at the Church of Christ where I first came and preached at. One was my father-in-law, and one was his brother, Foy and Alvin Mowdy. As a matter of fact, my father-in-law, Alvin, was a principal at the same high school that his mother had taught at, and I believe he is principal there for 20 or 30 years. So her influence really did extend a long way in the education of people from Happy, Texas. But both of those men were just fine men. Again, they were elders in the church. They were very well respected within the community. And then the third son, I just knew him a little bit, but his name was Tom. And Tom, along with Foy, really were World War II heroes. They were not pirates, although Tom may have been a little bit, but they were pilots of high caliber. And some of the stories I have heard about Tom through the years of his daring adventures in an airplane make you realize that he was really pretty good. And I imagine he was something else during World War II when he was flying. I do remember shortly after Carolyn and I got married that I'd go over and visit with Tom, and he would talk a little bit about some of the things he had done in his life. But he was always so kind to me, and his wife, Meb, was so kind to me, and I really miss both of them. But again, Mrs. Mowdy raised a fine family, and their influence just continues on down through the ages. There are so many just upstanding, righteous men and women who are descendants of R.T. and because they raised them right. And I guess you would have to say that it was really Mrs. Mowdy who was the greatest influence, at least at first. As I mentioned, her husband had even been in the circus, traveled with the Barnum and Bailey Circus for a while, so he liked to move around. But when they came to Happy, Mrs. Mowdy laid the law down in a very kind way. She was still submissive to her husband, but she let him know that she loved him, and that if he wanted to travel, that she certainly wouldn't even attempt to stop him in that. But she was going to set roots down in Happy with their children, and she was determined to do that. And so Tom, or Robert R.T., set down roots with her, and they began to influence this community in a lot of really important ways, I believe. I was thinking that Mrs. Mowdy, I was talking with my wife the other day, and she had a comment. She wondered how many great men and women that her nanny had influenced through the years and had taught through the years. And I imagine there was a lot. I imagine there was more than one war hero who was more afraid of Mrs. Mowdy than they ever were the Germans or the Japanese in war or the Koreans in war, because Mrs. Mowdy was just that type of a teacher. She made sure she maintained discipline. I believe she even had a budding musician by the name of Buddy Knox in her class when she was teaching English as well. And so he became, I think, rather well known. But there's a lot of people that came through, some well known, some not as well known, but still people, men and women of character and virtue, who made an impact on this world. And a big part of that was because of the influence of their English teacher, Mrs. Mowdy. Well, once they started getting a little bit older and R.T. started to lose his eyesight a little bit more and more, she really did have to step back from her teaching duties. I remember when R.T., her husband, my wife tells a story of him hopping in the back seat of a car one time that he was getting a ride to the school to go see his wife in, and he turned and to what he thought was a person next to him, and he said, "And who do I have the pleasure of riding with?" Well, it's just somebody's dry cleaning that was hung up in the back seat with him. But again, he was starting to lose his eyesight, and so that became something that they both had to deal with. And again, Nanny did retire, and much to the sorrow of the high school there, because she really was a fixture. But she continued on to do great things. She was very instrumental and very interested in the works of missionaries overseas. And she would write letters to them, and she would make donations to these missionaries. And I don't say that because she ever told me that, but I got some of her books from when she passed away, and there were little receipts in there that were to various mission works. And I think one of the ones she really enjoyed contributing to was one of the radio shows, and I believe it's a television show as well. But Batzel Barrett Baxter was the preacher on that show. And if I'm not mistaken, his family was from around Sherman, Texas at one time as well, although I don't know if they ever overlapped. And I know Batzel was actually born in Oklahoma to begin with. But again, she was just very determined to make sure that she had her part in spreading the gospel. And since she couldn't preach herself, she supported those who she had belief in and who she had confidence in. And in addition to that, I believe she started some of the Bible correspondence, the initial Bible correspondence work that the church here in Happy did. And there are literally churches in Africa, all through Africa, largely in part because of some of the ones who had gone through the Bible correspondence classes, especially in later years, who went on to become preachers and established congregations in their hometown. But the point of all that is, her influence all of her life was one that was worthwhile. She conducted herself with dignity and seriousness. She had to be the serious one, obviously, with marrying a trumpet player from the circus, but she also had fun, and she was a wonderful woman. Proverbs 31:10 says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." Well, that was the nice thing about Lella Mowdy, was she was a virtuous woman. She wasn't perfect by any stretch, and I'm sure there were things that she looks back upon that she wished she could have been a little bit more patient or a little bit more easygoing in this area or that, but she was a virtuous woman. I remember my wife said one time that they found out later on that sometimes when they sent their letters to their grandmother when they moved off to Mrs. Mowdy, that she would actually mark the letters. Now, I don't think she ever sent them back with a grade on them or anything like that, but she would mark the corrections on those letters. In Proverbs 11:16, it says, "A kind-hearted woman earns respect." I've enjoyed being in Happy for these past nearly 30 years now, and I continue to marvel at the people who remember Mrs. Mowdy from high school and the respect with which they remember her. She conducted herself well. She had high standards for her students, but she also was there to help make sure that they could achieve those high standards. And those high standards went on to serve the people, her students, well all the way through life. And this is one of the most important things for you ladies, and for us men as well, but you ladies have such an opportunity sometimes that we men do not. And if you are one who commands respect, but who also is one that people can tell have an affection for you, you're going to find that your influence will go a long way, and that you'll be able to do things for God in a capacity that maybe never you would have thought possible. I'm sure that Nanny never dreamed when she was a little girl of the influence that she was going to go on to have with so many great men and women, and yet she did, because she was kind-hearted, and because she loved God, and because she was worthy of respect. In Proverbs 31:30, it says, Charm is deceptive. Now, I have to admit, I never heard anybody accuse Nanny of being charming, though I found her to be charming. And beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about Nanny was because I believe that her service to God was worthy of praise. And it needs to be talked about, not so that somehow she can be puffed up. She's dead and gone. She passed away, I believe, way back in 1990 at the age of 94. But the reason I believe that we need to honor and praise such women and men is because it encourages us, I believe, to better things as well. When we see people with fairly modest beginnings and who had their own struggles, but who overcame those struggles and who went on not just to survive, but to help other people do well, that type of a life is worthy of praise. By the time Carolyn, my wife, and I met, Nanny had been long retired from high school, and she was getting up in years. I can remember we would come back to Happy and visit with her, and she would always ask me, why did you take my granddaughter so far away? And we lived in Wyoming at the time, and I told her, well, if I could find a job in Happy, I'd sure move there. And so whenever I'd come back, she would remind me of that. Have you found a job in Happy yet? Are you looking for a job in Happy? And it was one of those things I'd always tell her, there's not a lot of demand for real estate appraisers in Happy, Texas, but that didn't seem to wash with her. She still pressed me to bring her granddaughter back if I could. Well, it was probably about 5 years after she passed that I was actually able to do that in a capacity that I never dreamed that I would enjoy, being a full-time minister at a Church of Christ for nearly 30 years. And I've wondered sometimes if I don't know how it works once a person dies, but I've wondered sometimes if this is possible, if Nanny didn't pull some strings to make sure that we got back to Happy, Texas. I can tell you this, if she could have, she would have. But she was a marvelous lady. I listened to people talk about her who had her in class. I listened to people from the church talk about her who worshiped with her, and I listened to her family talk about her to this day. And while each one has a little bit different story, you still get the same impression of Mrs. Mowdy. She was a demanding taskmaster. She wanted excellence from her students and from her children and from her grandchildren, but she also expected it of herself. But at the same time, she loved the Lord and she loved people. And one of the reasons that she demanded excellence was because she cared for them, and she knew that if they would achieve excellent things, that their life would be so much easier and it would be so much more fruitful for God. When she passed at the age of 94, she had lived a life, I believe, from everything I could see, of service to the Lord. She did a lot of good, both physical and spiritual, and she left behind a legacy of a loving family who still to this day admire her and talk about her in very affectionate terms. How about you? Some of you are ladies who are listening to this. What are you doing with your life? Are you doing something that will help others to achieve excellence? I believe the most important thing you can do if you have children is to raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord so they can achieve excellent things for God. But there are also other things that you will have opportunity to do, from teaching Sunday school to all sorts of careers that will bring glory to God if you're careful to do that. And it's the same thing for we men, because we can look at somebody who maybe didn't have nearly the opportunities that we find ourselves with, but who made the most of their opportunities and achieved to a certain level and a certain degree excellence and greatness. And we can all do that, man or woman, but it does begin with a devotion to God. And Lella Virginia Foster Mowdy, above all things, had a devotion to God. And that devotion spilled over in a very pleasant way to her husband and to her children, to her entire family, and to a community that has also reached out and has affected the entire world. The world's a better place because of Mrs. Mowdy, our nanny, and it can be because of you as well, too, if you will give God your best efforts. Well, that's the lesson for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I really feel like that there are some people who have influenced us in such a positive way that sometimes we just need to talk about them. And so if you have any comments on this, especially any of your memories of Mrs. Mowdy, I would love to hear them. I read everything that you write, and I try to respond to everything that I possibly can. So if you do have comments, please share them with us. But until next time, I pray very sincerely that God will richly bless your efforts as you seek to serve Him and to influence others to the best of your ability. May God bless you.